Hi, I'm Jen Bennett, a health and wellness specialist with Cornell University's wellness program. Today I'm joined by Matt and Carrie, and we're going to be going through an entire workout using dumbbells as our resistance tool. So when designing your own workout, there are some things that you're going to want to consider. The most important being, what are your goals for this strength training program? Are you looking to build a lot of muscle or increase your endurance through an exercise? The ways to work through that are with sets and repetitions. With repetition, it's just the single movement through the pattern. So if you're looking to build strength and muscle, you're going to want to use a heavier set of weights and do less repetitions. If you're looking to build more endurance in your muscles, then you want to increase the repetitions but decrease the weight. For example, if you're looking to build muscle, you would use a very heavy weight and complete 6 to 8 repetitions. For endurance, we would be looking at a much lighter weight, completing 15 to 20 repetitions. By the end of those repetitions, you should be feeling slightly fatigued, but still able to complete the movement with great form. Chest flies. Matt's going to start by lifting the weights off the ground directly above his shoulders. Next, he's going to slightly bend his elbows. The more bend in the elbow, the easier the exercise will become. From this starting point, Matt will slowly open his arms away from each other, keeping the bend in the elbow, as if inflating a balloon. He will then slowly bring the weights back together, as if hugging that balloon he just inflated. Throughout this exercise, remember to keep your core engaged and continue breathing. From this angle, you can see the angles of Matt's arms are staying the same, and the exercise movement is coming from the chest muscles.
Pullovers. Carrie will start facing up, lying on her mat, hands directly over shoulders, and palms facing each other. She will slowly lower the weights over her head to a comfortable distance and pull the weights until her hands are back over her chest. Keeping the hips in the starting alignment and using the back muscles to perform this exercise.
Bent over row. Matt is going to start with his feet hip width apart, and this movement comes from the hips. So in a staggered stance, Matt is leaning forward with a flat back, and he will begin by pulling the weight towards his waist, keeping his elbow close to his side. This exercise mimics the starting motion of a push lawnmower, and you want to think about moving your shoulder blade close to your spine as you pull the weight into your body. You can also perform this exercise with 2 dumbbells. From here, you again want to hinge from the hips, keeping the back flat and the knees slightly bent, and pulling with both arms, squeezing the shoulder blades together as if there was a sponge between the shoulder blades and you were squeezing out the water. If you have a lot of hamstring flexibility, you could lean the chest farther forward to increase the intensity of this exercise. Tricep kickback. Starting in a staggered stance, Carrie's going to move 1 foot forward and place her hand on her leg. From here, leaning forward slightly from the hip, keeping the shoulder down and back, and lifting the elbow up. This is the starting position. From here, she's going to extend from the elbow and back down to 90 degrees. Only the lower portion of Carrie's arm is completing this movement. An additional option is to use 2 weights at the same time and feet together, or with a slight space between the feet. bending at the knees and through the hips, bringing the elbows up to where the upper arm makes a parallel line with the floor. Elbow extends and flexes.
Bicep curls. Matt's going to start by doing a regular bicep curl, palms facing up, elbows tucked in at his sides. Slow and controlled, turning the palms in for a hammer curl, and finishing with palms down, reverse curl. The elbows do come out slightly from the sides for this particular movement. That would be one repetition. Palms face up, bicep curl, keeping the knees slightly bent. Palms face in, hammer curl. And palms facing down, reverse curl. Two repetitions.
Forward lunges. Stepping 1 foot forward and lowering the body down to the knees, making 90 degree angles. Keeping the knee over the ankle of the front leg. The weight should be distributed between the heel of the front leg and the toe of the back leg.
Side lunges. Starting in a stationary position, stepping 1 foot out to the side, transferring the weight to that foot, sitting the hips back and pressing back to the middle. Stepping out to the other side, you'll see that Matt bends the hip of the one leg while leaving the other leg extended. The weight should be in the heel to mid part of the foot as you're pressing back to the center. From side angle, you'll see that when Matt steps out to the side, he slightly steps forward to keep his hips in alignment with the center foot. Keeping the hips back and allowing the knee to stay in line with the ankle and not go over the toes.
Calf raises. Carrie's going to lift her weight up onto her toes and slowly lower her heels back down. Notice that Carrie is lifting straight up without any turn in her ankle. From the side, you'll be able to see that Carrie is lifting her heels up as high as she can and slowly lowering back down, keeping her body upright and over her ankles.